Well, I'm in St James's Park, and yesterday I came across a boa constrictor, and today I came across Vinay Gupta, who's a very interesting inventor, and he's got in front of him now a... Well, tell us about it.
Well, this is a giant solar funnel prototype, and it's a special kind of solar cooker that's really easy to manufacture.
But you couldn't use it here, could you?
Well, certainly not today. It's very grey.
But how does it work? You get...
Well, I mean, basically it looks like a gigantic traffic cone, and you point the end of the cone towards the sun, and the sunlight reflects all the way down the shiny inside of the cone into a thermos flask that catches all the heat and heats your water for tea.
Can it work the other way with cold, make things cold?
Oddly enough, yes. The guy who invented it was an astrophysicist at Brigham Young University, and he designed a refrigerator, which was a box, and you put this cone into the box, and it would take all the heat in the food that would come off as black body radiation and reflect it off into space, and nothing would come back, which is not the way that normal people think about heat.
No, amazing. What's your involvement with this one?
Well, I love 4x8 sheeting, you know, plywood. It's just this super standard industrial size. And I was at the Maker Faire in Newcastle, and we had some very nice 4x8 corrugated plastic. So we made one of these things that was literally giant. It was 1.5 meters by about a meter, maybe a meter 20.
Yes.
And with that, in Newcastle in March, we got up to boiling point.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, it's crazy, because it's really a big for a solar cooker. So it gathers just a ton of heat.
And it rolls up so you can carry it around. I hadn't even realised it was there while we were talking.
Yeah. It's very cheap, it's very simple, and you don't need to do any complicated cutting or folding or anything like that.
Is it for use in developing countries or anywhere?
Obviously the primary market is developing countries, but I was carrying this thing around on the tube last night, and I had a guy come up to me and ask whether you could buy one for camping with.
Really?
Like, maybe I'm missing a trick here. Maybe I should start a little company for, you know, solar cookers and magic whistles.
Well, thank you very, that's fascinating. Thank you very much indeed. I'd ask you now to make me a cup of tea, but I don't think the weather's quite good enough for that.
Yeah, well, that's because I brought my solar cooker.
Thanks very much.